Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
And as you heard earlier on this programme and in the bulletin, Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy has said he regrets linking Paul Quinn, who was murdered by IRA members in 2007, with criminality. Asked about his position as Northern Ireland's finance minister, Conor Murphy said he intended to continue in the job. He also insisted there was no attempt to mislead the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald about his comments. She had a misunderstanding of what I said, he added. On Drive Time, Paul Quinn's mother, Breedge, rejected that apology, calling on Conor Murphy to tell the PSNI the names of the IRA members he spoke to at the time. I'm joined now by the former Labour senator and former SDLP councillor, Maria Cahill. Good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
And Maria, people will remember you came to public attention in 2010 when you said you'd been raped as a teenager by a member of the IRA and that rape had been covered up by Republicans. You're a friend of Breedge Quinn's. You've been listening to Conor Murphy's interview with Tommy Gorman. What's your reaction to what Conor Murphy said and to that apology this evening?
Well, I think it's come 13 years too late, albeit it has come. I think the only reason that it is being made now is because Sinn Féin are seizing on political expediency because there's an election on. My heart is breaking for the Quinn family. I don't think anybody who would have heard her on the airwaves over the last number of days could be anything but. That family have been completely traumatised by the actions of the Sinn Féin party on top of the horrific murder that happened at the hands of others. You know, it's one thing to lose a son, to lose him in such horrific circumstances, and to then have that grief compounded and continued for 13 years is absolutely despicable.
It is 13 years on, as you say, it's 13 years, it's too late, but it is an apology. Do you accept, I suppose, the content, the tone and the substance of what Conor Murphy says?
Well, I suppose it's not really for me to accept or not. That's up to Breedge Quinn, and my understanding is that she thinks he needs to go further in terms of providing the names of the people who he spoke to in the IRA at the time, which led him to come to that conclusion. But it must be remembered, Mary, I mean, this is not the first time that Sinn Féin or Conor Murphy have been asked to withdraw the slur that was cast against Paul Quinn. He has been asked repeatedly every year on Paul's anniversary by Paul Quinn's mother to withdraw it. He has been asked on the floor of the Assembly to withdraw it, and he didn't do it. In fact, he stood over his comments on the floor of the House. And when you go into an institution like that as a politician, you know that it is a privilege to be able to stand and speak on the floor of the House. And the fact that Conor Murphy stood over his comments then from that time is really quite something. I think Sinn Féin have a problem with this. I understand Mary MacDonald on Monday told Brian Dobson that she'd spoken to Conor Murphy and he said he hadn't said those things. And now today she says that she had a problem with her recollection. Well, which is it? You know, you either said it or you didn't. So I think that's the first thing. And I think the second thing is I wrote about this case on Sunday.
You did in the Sunday Independent, yeah.
I did, in the Sunday Independent, and I specifically focused on Sinn Féin's treatment of victims, particularly in the case of the Quinns, for a reason, and that reason is that I have listened to Breedge Quinn over the last number of years. Every time I speak to her on the phone, she breaks down in tears when she talks about her son. I think had this happened to a dog or a horse, for example, there would be absolute public outrage over it if a dog or a horse had been beaten to death. And the fact that this was a 21-year-old man, for some reason, Sinn Féin thought that it would be okay to just carry on for 13 years and not do anything about this. But Conor Quinn's remarks were put to Mary Lou MacDonald on the 25th of October on LMFM by the Michael Reid Show. Conor Murphy's remarks. So this could have been sorted out between then and now because Mary Lou MacDonald was aware of them then when the presenter put them to her. Nothing was done. They could have done something on Sunday when the article came out. They didn't do it. They could have done something on Monday when Brian Dobson questioned them in RTE. They didn't do it. They didn't do it yesterday until Miriam O'Callaghan pulled up the quotes from Conor Murphy, which were very stark. And I think that that is indicative of the position in which Sinn Féin takes towards victims here.
Maria,
first of all, they yeah. deny it, then they attack them, and then it's only when it's proven to be true that they're forced into a corner. And in this case, unfortunately, the damage, the collateral damage that is done to Breach Quinn and Stephen Quinn and the rest of the family is just completely heartbreaking.
You know that Republicans would make the point that although there were individual IRA members involved in the murder in 2007, that's not the same as saying that the IRA murdered Paul Quinn. Do you accept that there's a distinction there?
Well, I don't know is the answer. I'm not the investigating officer. I do know that the IMC had pointed to the fact that individual members of the IRA in the South Armagh area carried it out. South Armagh is a particular type of area in which very few things go unnoticed by Republicans. And, you know, the phrase has been used, the dogs in the street know who carried out this murder. I think what is telling is the fact that no one has actually been convicted of it. No one has been charged. The information isn't there for the Gardaí or the PSNI to bring a prosecution. I think that tells a story in itself. On the night of the murder, on the day of the murder, the barn was forensically cleaned. The phones were taken off Paul Quinn's friends and his own phone were taken and smashed so that people couldn't call an ambulance for help. You know, all of this has the hallmarks of an organised operation. There were spotters on the road. You know, when the reconstruction was done for Newsnight, for example, they laid it out in stark detail exactly what happened to him. Every bone in his body from his neck down was broken. And
I think that
is just a horrendous... horrendous case.
Maria, you mentioned the International, the IMC, the International Monitoring Commission, and the comment that they made in that report was that while Paul Quinn was beaten to death by people associated with the Provisional IRA at a local level, including as members of the organisation, they said, however, the commission said the murder was contrary to the instructions and strategy of the leadership of the Provisional IRA. I just want to point out that that is what the commission said.
Yep.
Just another point. Does Gerry Adams need to clarify his position now as well?
Oh, I think so. I think Gerry Adams is on record on a number of occasions saying things about Paul Quinn which are not dissimilar to what Conor Murphy said.
Let's hear what Gerry Adams had to say. Let's play a clip of this.
It's fairly obvious to me that this is linked to fuel smuggling and to criminal activity.
Maria, those remarks were made by Gerry Adams in 2013. That was nearly 6 years after the comments from Conor Murphy in 2007.
Yes, and you know, Gerry Adams could have withdrawn this at any stage, particularly when he was tweeting out last night during the debate. He could have had a bit of dignity about him and given some comfort to the Quinn family. He chose instead to tweet the best woman won in relation to Mary Lou McDonald. I think that will tell people where Gerry Adams' priorities lie in this case.
Should Conor Murphy resign from his ministerial position in Stormont?
Well, I think because the Quinn family, because of the hurt caused, and we're talking about 13 years here, this is not just a flash in the pan, someone made a mistake and then they withdrew it. You know, I think that it's quite incredible that any politician would get away with the treatment of that. But just to make this point, Sinn Féin caused Mary hell over a former justice minister in relation to Maurice McCabe, a justice minister who was later then cleared by the charging tribunal, mm-hmm. Frances Fitzgerald, who lost her job as a result. Yet Mary Lou McDonald will stand today over a man who smeared a murder victim and who has only withdrawn it today. She will stand over him and say that she won't sack him. I think that calls into question her political judgment.
Well,
it surely is not her job.
He is finance minister in the Stormont Assembly. Do you believe it's her job to sack him?
Well, she is the president of Sinn Féin. She says she takes instructions from no one. One way to prove it would be to actually put some sanction on Conor Murphy for this. I mean, remember, they suspended Pádraig Tobin over his stance on abortion. They suspended Barry McIlduff for putting a loaf of bread on his head at the time of the Kingsmill anniversary. Conor Murphy seems to have got away scot-free with this. I have no idea why. But there is another issue.
But he has... I just want to finish up, Maria.
Yeah.
That it is 13 years and for the family, this is, you know, this is a horrific situation because nothing is going to bring Paul Quinn back. But for them, nothing short of justice being served. And we've heard Breach Quinn say she doesn't want another horror visited on another family. She wants justice. She wants people brought to trial, tried, and if convicted, she wants them jailed.
And I think that any family of any murder victim would expect that for their loved one. You know, I think she's perfectly entitled to it. There are other instances, though, and I think that this is important to state. There are other instances. I mean, she has been trolled incessantly on social media over the last number of days by clear supporters of Sinn Féin. I think that should stop.
I know.
In 2018, both myself, Austin Stack and Paul Quinn, there was a WhatsApp group set up on Desi Ellis's phone. Now, Desi says he has nothing to do with it. Someone else set it up. But in that WhatsApp conversation, myself, Austin Stack and Paul Quinn were called, quote,
okay.
We would be wasters with sob stories. I think that should be withdrawn and apologised for.
All right. And I'm hoping we will, in fact, have Desi Ellis on the programme as part of a debate tomorrow, and we can certainly put those points
thank to you.
Him. For now, Maria Cahill, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's